thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Yeah, buddy. Today, we're talking about bellies.
Or bubble gutsy bellies.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure. did y'all know that bellies had a start here in Chicago?
Well, for people that don't know what Bally's is, what is Bally's?
Like Bally, we're going to get into it, but it's the casino thing that's going on. Y'all probably know about Bally and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to tell you about Chicago history in a minute. But how you doing? How y'all doing, people? It's happy Monday or whenever you listen to it. We say that all the time. Yeah. How you doing?
Not great.
Yeah, I know. You down bad.
I am super down bad, but the hustle doesn't stop, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. That's a coin for you.
Thank you. I'm going through it right now. I will be out of commission for this episode. I'll be on talking shit, but that's it. I have no facts today. I'm not bringing anything of value.
We got back of the bus part two.
This back of the bus.
This Sarah's on back of the bus, yeah. Bullshit. I'm about to be the nerd that's in the middle that's going to get kind of picked on today.
I'm going through it. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
We had a great weekend, y'all. For a lot of different reasons, but.
But yeah, it took me out.
Yeah, that weather took you out. This weather change been acting a fool.
It's just my stomach has been killing me.
Yeah, that's what you had. We went to the ice cream museum again.
I'm lactose intolerant. So.
I think everybody.
And then we had pizza.
Everybody over 35 is lactose intolerant. Boy, we had the whole house was out here. Boy, y'all fumigate this mother.
Stop.
It was rough. I don't know why. The ice cream museum, if y'all ain't never been there, man, it's actually really dope.
It is really dope, but it's also $1 million.
It is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But. Unlimited ice cream.
Yeah, but we did not eat $50 worth of ice cream.
We should have.
But we didn't.
But we did. You're right. We should. I mean, but it could happen, though.
Vibe. If you have kids, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely fun with shorties. Yeah, but
shorties.
Short doesn't. Black people can't say kids.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't generalize,
but yeah. I know it's a black person out there that's like, yeah, that's my shorty. It's only kids when you're in court.
Damn. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm on bullshit.
Yeah, clearly.
But look, you know what's funny is I'm recovering. You, because the last couple weeks, I've been down bad.
Yeah.
And so I'm feeling decent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like.
I'm going through it.
Yeah, you're going through it. It's like, yeah, I'm good. That's all I got to say. I'm actually pretty excited about today's episode.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Once I thought about it, I was like.
This is our shortest intro ever.
Yeah. Like, you want to bullshit some more? Kind of, don't you?
Do you want
to? I kind of do.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you got any? Yeah, scratch all that. We started. we got more bullshit time. Man, look, I can't think. The thing that you go to, this is a funny movement.
Crochet.
Yeah, there it is. You knew what I was talking about.
Do I have any fun crochet stories? No, I'm learning new things, new techniques. I'm going to make this like strawberry tank top. And one of the ladies in my crochet class literally came up with a pattern for me, which is so nice. Mm.
Yeah, she detailed that shit for you, though.
Yeah, she's so nice. They're all nice.
Break it down for people because like what she did was actually really dope.
Yeah, so she watched the YouTube video of the girl that made the shirt. And then she would like pause and zoom in and count the stitches and like wrote them out. She did a mock-up of an ad. Like she actually... A crocheted one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And she was like, here.
That's dedication.
And then she taught me the technique. I was like, wow, you are way too nice.
Yeah, she ain't got nothing else to do. Wow. She ain't gonna. I mean, if she listened to it. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. No disrespect. I don't even know you. I don't even know how you look. But I'm sure if you could do that, you probably ain't got much going on. That's dope, though. You say, I got to go back with these people. Slow down. You know what I just thought of? Mm-hmm. You know, speaking about little hobbies, you know, Sarah going crazy with the hobby. But now I got renewed like energy with photography.
Yeah,
it was Chicago Hinge Week, y'all.
It was,
and I went out there one day and took some dope pictures. I'm very proud of this because this was my first time being in a good prime spot for Chicago Hinge. Mm-hmm. Like I got out there early.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like I got out. I was an hour and a half early.
Yeah,
downtown, and I was right on Michigan Avenue, like right on the curb, like literally first spot. And y'all, your boy's results went crazy. If y'all ain't rocking with your boy on photography, Instagram. On Instagram, I be snapping. I_B_ snapping. Like, I be snapping. Like, y'all need to
you
check.
Do be.
Check me out. You know what I'm saying?
Your photos were amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, like.
Very talented.
Yeah. It's so, you know what I mean? But this gave me new energy. You know?
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Now I think we're done. We did it 5 minutes in. We're good. Mm-hmm. Bally's. Now this is interesting. So y'all, if y'all are yo, Bally, you know, they come in. We don't care about your opinion. This ain't what this is on the casino and all that kind of shit, right? We ain't worried about all that. That's not our business. But what is Bally's? deeper on a crust level, on a 77 flavors of Chicago level of what is Bally's? Okay, so that's what this episode is. Let's go and start from the top. Bally started right here, in Chicago.
That's crazy.
1932. You know, by a guy named Ray Maloney. But now check this out.
So like 90 some years ago,
right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So check this out. He created this game called the Ballyhoo, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But he worked for another company that was here in Chicago. It was called the Midwest Novelty Company, and they were located 308 West Erie, as well as there was a printing company, I believe it's Lion Printing Company.
Okay.
Or manufacturing or whatever it was. They all worked in that same kind of building, right? Mm. So he worked for them. Now, the reason why I tell you that before I actually go into detail, they had a game that was called the Baffle Ball. Now, pay attention, y'all. The Baffle Ball was a game that was small. It was coin-based game, right? And you put it in a coin. It had pins and cups, and you pulled the ball back, and the ball shoots up and it bounces between the pins.
Is it like that
pinball? Yes, it actually was pinball, but pinball wasn't a household name at that point. Oh. So they were just making this game and the ball would go in a cup and it was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Now the significance of that is it was, you know, right around that time in the 20s, early 20s, but late 20s, obviously, you know, we had the Great Depression.
Right.
It was kicking off in 29. Now, this was a form of, relief for people. Because, what else can you do, man? Yeah. You can't drink. You know what I mean? Like, that's not legal. You know what I mean? You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You also can't, it wasn't too much else that you could do, right? You ain't had no money to do shit.
Right.
But you had money to blow. Gambling. You could do that. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what that was. And so it was a big hit, right? It was a pretty smash hit. Now, Ray working for them was kind of like,
love it.
You love this idea.
Let's make it better.
Let's make it. You look at you. You saw my notes.
I'm not.
You just smart.
My glasses.
You said I'm just smart.
You know?
So he basically he asked, you know, or borrowed the idea of the game, and he made it his own. Right? It was it's about the size of a suitcase, and it was a size of a suitcase, and very similar concept, pinball machine like situation. Mm-hmm. However, what he did, he added color and pop and flair to it. But then he took another idea. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to learn more about wine?
Or do you just want to feel a little more comfortable ordering a bottle in your favorite restaurant?
Or do you just need something to make you laugh on the way to work?
I'm Joel, and I'm here with Colin and Aaron on the Stop Wasting Your Wine podcast.
We're three longtime buddies on a mission to make wine fun and approachable.
Wine can be intimidating, confusing, and judgy, and we're here to help.
Each week, we're diving into the world of wine and helping you find the best bottles while staying within your budget.
So grab a glass, and let's turn your wine woes into wine wows.
Wow, that was bad. Join Stop Wasting Your Wine on our wine journey and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
From Playboy, started adding sexy little women and images on advertisement. You know, now you're like, okay, it's got some color to it, you know?
Wow.
And he added, the name of the game was called Ballyhoo. B-A-L-L-Y. H-O-O. Ballyhoo was the name of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the other cool thing with this is that you got 7 balls for 1 penny.
Damn.
7 balls for 1 penny and you get to play, right?
That's pretty decent.
That's very decent. Now, it only costs the shops and places that want this $16.50.
Oh, nice. $17. So you probably made that money back quick. Because the player thinking, oh, it's just a penny.
Right. You know? I'm just going to drop it in.
And then, you know, that's 20 how they minutes get later, you're 25 pennies in.
You know what I mean? Like, and think about this. Like, now you messing with the poor people now because we.
Of course.
We going through. We
like
going
the lottery.
Through, yeah, we going through the Great Depression right now. Yeah. But like, you got it. $16. Hey, come on, just try to get the ball in the cup, in the hole. You know, it's simple. It's you get
that's
seven
so
balls.
That's so funny.
And so it was a hit, y'all. Now, sidebar, fun fact. Did you know this is where the name Bally came from?
Oh, wow.
So Ray was a great, he had great handwriting and penmanship. And so when they, you know, he kind of was like, yo, what's the name of this, like, company or whatever? Yeah. He literally just signed Bally.
His name.
No, that's not his name. Bally wasn't in there. He just signed Bally. Now, here's the crazy part about that. That is his signature. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just his signature, y'all.
Wow.
So if you ever wonder about Bally, that's just his signature. Or not signature, but like how he wrote. Now, like I said, the game was a hit, right? The game was a smash hit. Ballyhoo went off like crazy. Get this, y'all. The first 7 months, this thing sold 50,000 units.
Jeez.
50,000 units, y'all.
That's crazy.
Out of control. Out of control. And the blow up continue, right? Like, this dude feeling himself, right? The company is gambling. That's an addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's an addiction. So of course it blew up. They expanded to two more locations, y'all. The first location they expanded to in 1933 was 4619 Ravenswood Avenue.
Oh.
Yeah. That wasn't enough because they was going crazy. They had to add another one in 1935. And that address was 2640 West Belmont.
Wow.
Bruh, y'all, he was all on the north side. These are locations you go to. It's crazy. Yeah. The blow up just didn't stop. Now, y'all probably like, it's gambling though.
Right.
Like, this ain't legal, right? This ain't legal.
Is it?
Well,
because you're just playing a game.
Exactly. So this was just a game that Bally. He didn't have any gambling in mind like this. This wasn't supposed to be gambling. However, we in the era of gangs and mob members.
Oh.
These mob members caught on to this and was like going to the shops and saying, hey, look, this money that's coming from here, that's mine. That's mine. So the government had to step in and was like, look, we know that this crime shit is going on. It's underground, New York and Chicago in particular. Y'all
get your shit together.
Get y'all shit together. So they kind of did. They start what the government started doing is like, Bally, you can't be making these gambling machines. Wow. And Bally is like, we
games.
Right, they're games. We're not doing any. We're not promoting gambling. This was a game.
Wow.
And so they start finding the shops that had it.
Oh no.
And if they could tie back. So this shit crazy. This is wild. So
did he like open his own shop and just you can go play there?
So what happened is in this time, right? They also made new games, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pause that because this gets crazy, okay. Right? They were making new games, right? Mm-hmm. They were making like more fun games. I mean, then you had to blow up. You had to just do something, right?
Yeah.
Just keep this momentum going. One of the games they created was Bally Bell.
Okay.
And Bally Bell, y'all get ready for this. This was the stand-up slot machine as we know it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah, he created that. It's basically everything. I don't want to keep saying this, but it was Coinbase. That's how he started. Yeah. You know, put a coin in.
Right.
You got the three. You got your lot. Match up the fruits. Match up the whatever it is.
Pull the lever.
All that kind of stuff, right?
Wow.
He did that. Now, this is now you kind of see where we're going. Jump back in the story, right? Government is like, look, got to stop this shit.
It has to be regulated somehow.
Got
to
be regulated. So what Bally did, Bally said, you know what?
Don't worry about it.
1941, 42, what's happening? World War II is going on, right? World War II is going on. Bally said, hey, government, idea. Why don't we make games geared towards this American, we are USA type of thing?
Oh, wow.
And make games Coinbase for that. And the funds go to this effort.
Oh.
Of course the government was like,
hell yeah.
You know, okay, we hear you. Let's go. They did that. Of course, blew up. The blow up is still going. You got gaming, you got gambling, and you got the government behind you.
Right.
Yeah, you gonna win, right? Yeah,
you're probably not paying taxes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, you're going crazy. 1950, they said, hey, look, you know, let's continue to do this, because they still got like a little ban on like where you could ship it from. Chicago still wasn't like, you know, you couldn't gamble here in Illinois. That wasn't the thing, right? So you're still kind of like teetering that line of what we doing here, you know? So they said, you know what? Let's go ahead and make something for the kids, for the shorties.
Wow.
And so they start making Coinbase things. Have y'all ever been to a mall and you saw the little Coinbase things? You get in it and you ride it. It's either a horse or it's like a car.
Yeah.
Bally.
Really?
Bally.
Wow.
Bally, y'all.
Like the thing you just sit on or
you
like
sit on and you just ride. Yes.
That's what she said.
Ball. Let's go. Yeah. So they created that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Crazy.
So, you know, now they like, you know what? Let's keep on going. The momentum still going, right? The momentum is, of course, is still going.
Yeah.
Now, Ray Maloney had passed away during some time, right? He passed away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. He left the business to his two kids, Don and Ray Jr.
Okay.
Now, Ray Jr. unfortunately passed, and an employee that worked for Bally Manufacturing Company, they took over. William O'Donnell, he took over. And now William O'Donnell kept the trend going.
Okay.
But he did some really interesting things. Y'all, I got some nuggets for y'all to be talking to your friends about, man. This is going to be good today. So what happened was in 1970, Bill O'Donnell, he made a purchase. He purchased the Chicago Midway Manufacturing Company.
Okay. What did that company make?
That company made Pac-Man.
Oh.
Galaga.
Wow.
And eventually, get this, y'all.
What?
Mortal Kombat.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So he wanted, what the thought was, okay, we got gaming going on, right? Let's stick with this theme of gaming. Yeah. Now, this wasn't gambling, obviously.
Right.
But
Coinbase games.
Exactly. That's Coinbase games, because Mortal Kombat wasn't out at this point, right? You know, it wasn't, but that didn't come out to the 80s, right? Yeah. Like 90s or whatever. So it was still had their concept, but like, let's just go to video gaming, okay? Mm. So that's what it did. Success, right? Of course, that's a big cash cow, right? Now, eventually, from there, man, this is crazy, y'all. He continued to make purchases and movements to like
expand.
Yeah, and if y'all didn't get the picture, just get in your mind right now. Bally is on top of the gaming world right now. Yeah. Amusement gaming, they own this at this point. So anything after this, gravy. Check this out. They took over and bought Six Flags.
What?
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Yes. They bought Six Flags. And not only that, they bought a fitness club called Health and Tennis Corporation that paved the way for Bally Total Fitness.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And so
that's
now.
That's crazy.
Crazy as hell. So now you just got all facets of the shit, right? You just going nuts, right? You're doing everything. In the background of this, Bill O'Donnell, and that's a new owner. The new owner took over. William Mulane was the new guy who bought Six Flags and Fitness. Yeah. But to that point right there, Bill O'Donnell was kind of, he was damn near ran it into the ground, right?
Okay.
Damn near ran it into the ground. The reason why we say that is because
did he like buy too many things?
Yes, and he put the focus on when he bought the gaming, the video gaming. It was a lot of focus on that, and like you kind of let a lot of things slide on the gaming Coinbase gaming part, and so you know you didn't secure any kind of like gambling licenses or anything like that. You didn't do anything, but what you did do is you did get into New Jersey with a casino. So you had a Bally named casino in New Jersey City.
Wow.
Yeah, so he saved it a little bit, and it kind of shifted the focus, because those three buildings that he's doing, they was making the games, you know.
Right.
So like
the ones
was
in Chicago.
In Chicago, they was making the games, and also keep this in mind too: you couldn't ship out. They were kind of putting a hold on the business here in Chicago. The reason why he shifted focus, you slot machines, you couldn't do that. Like that was clearly like, now this is gambling, y'all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
this
is gambling. You can't do this, and they stopped it where you couldn't even ship it. Obviously, Vegas is still the only place you could really do that. So they couldn't really do it. And all the while, this is not the birthplace of like coin-based gaming and things like that. Not any by any means. The slot machine, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. But, like, gaming has been going, right? It had been going. They just
bought some.
Yes, right. They just were a different company that was making it. Chicago kind of came the mecca for that, right? Yeah. Because of the business moves and things. So, all that's going on, right? You know, they got the Bally's Casino in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. 1985, something else interesting happened. They got into a beef with guess who?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yes, because Donald Trump was a shareholder of Bally Manufacturing, right?
Really?
Yes, he was a shareholder. And because obviously at that time, he's also starting to come up whatever his come up was, right? You know what I mean? Like he's making his whatever name. And Bally's still going strong. Obviously, you need, you know, the support and it's easy cash grab.
Someone's dad's money.
Yeah, right. So they, you know. They start doing it, but Donald Trump start doing what Donald Trump does, slime shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had two casinos in Atlantic City, mm-hmm. and he tried to undercut them and start being like, look, we're going to buy you out, do all this, and try to like drop Bally's.
Push
them out and take over Bally's. Mm. Bally's was like, nah, G, sued him.
Right.
Sued him.
Wow.
And was about to take him over. What they did was, they just bought out his share, and so eliminated him. But fun fact, you can check that out. Bally and Donald Trump went at it.
Wow.
Now, all this to say that they eventually sold Chicago Midway, and at that point, by the time they sold them, you know, Mortal Kombat, things like that start coming out. Mm-hmm. Midway was its own thing. Midway is still going. I know Midway is still going because Pac-Man and shit's still out there. But so they sold off some things and it kind of like shifted focus. But in 2021, they bought a regional Fox Sports Network station, and that's how they got into the Bally Network, sports network. Yeah. Wow. So Bally's is still doing exactly what they're doing. And that kind of leads us up to today, where Chicago is about to get its first casino. I'm sure we could continue this history if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But that is a overview of who we are dealing with here in Chicago. Yeah.
That's wild.
It's wild. I know a lot of people probably have opinions about having a casino here in Chicago. If you ask my opinion, not too worried about it myself. A lot of places have casinos. You know what I'm saying?
But it's in the city?
Yeah, it's in the city. Yeah, yeah. They a lot of places got stuff. Now, whether you say it's good or bad, I think it's more so the crime thing that people are a little bit worried about. And if you're going to give people jobs and equity and things like that,
right.
I get that. Because you're taking up land to add gambling, which is going to be heavily taxed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just cash grab for government. I get all that. However, devil's advocate, welcome home, Bally. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a part of me that's kind of like, now knowing this is like,
makes sense.
Okay, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Bally is like trying to like,
I've never been to a casino.
You never been to a casino?
No.
Damn.
My whole life.
Dang, you need to go. It's kind of fun.
Well, I don't drink and I don't gamble.
Well, you got to drink. Gambling, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I just think gambling is like.
Yeah. Since this is a gambling episode, do we got to put that message up there? If you have an addiction or some shit like that?
We didn't talk about gambling.
We kind of did. We're talking about it now.
Well, insert message here.
Yeah. Do we got to say that? If you got gambling addiction. Gambling addiction. That's another word that I just uppercut the shit. Mortal Kombat. Uppercut. No,
you said
slow down.
Cup.
No, hold on. That's what's what going you on? Said. No. You missed what I said.
Oh, I did.
Anyway. Pause. So that's my just the quick little thoughts.
Interesting. Sorry, I wasn't too active on this episode, but I'll be back stronger than ever next week. So look out for that.
Yeah, that's all. You want to take us home though?
Yeah, but if you enjoyed this episode, short and sweet, send it to someone you love. That is the best way to support us, is to share our content and keep me in your prayers to feel better for next week. And that is all.
Yeah,
see you next Monday.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace. Thank you.